The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're wrapping up a week-long discussion of things to get rid of in 2014. And we've saved the best for last. Today, we're talking about letting go of fear.
That's a biggie, isn't it?
Yes.
It's so easy to get uptight about things we're afraid of, like fear of rejection, fear of loss, fear of trying something new or taking a risk. And it's totally normal to feel fear, but sometimes we can let it paralyze us and make us feel anxious or stressed out all the time.
And that is not a fun way to live.
No.
It can also cause health problems, too, if you're a chronic worrier. We're certainly no experts on how to let go of fear. We're still trying to figure it out for ourselves. Sometimes I think people hang on to fear because we think if we worry enough about something, it might prevent it from happening, which, of course, is ridiculous, but nobody ever said fear was rational.
No, it's definitely not. One of the things we can do is write down what scares us and why, and then start making a plan on how to get through it. It doesn't mean you're not going to feel the fear. It just means you're going to get things done in spite of it. You're not going to let it stop you from doing what's important to you.
And here's a big point. Every time you take another step toward a goal that scares you, celebrate it. You don't have to conquer the whole thing in order to feel good about your progress. Do something nice for yourself every time you do something that scares you.
For more tips from experts on overcoming fear, check out our homepage at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.